1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and personal injury attorney Jim McGing in Chicago. My name, folks, is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left is my twin brother, Billy. Billy, hi.
What's up?
And to the left of him, back this week,
I'm back!
The greatest man in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello and welcome.
Good to see you.
It is nice to see you. We missed you last week.
Aww.
You have a good time in Florida?
It was beautiful.
Yeah. How was Florida?
Clear water, sandy beaches.
You drove to Florida with the children.
We did. The
and
whole
your
fam.
Wife.
Yes.
You said your mother-in-law and your sister-in-law were also there with you.
They met us down there. Yeah, they drove separately.
Bless you, Clay.
Yeah, it was a straight shot through Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama.
Now, where did you go? Now, first road trip. This is a COVID road trip.
This is a COVID road trip.
Yes. And how did the children adapt for the COVID road trip?
They were good. They were really good. You know, it's the usual are we there yet stuff, but
right.
You throw movies on and they do pretty good.
Did you do a wipe down for every state you crossed? New state, got a wipe down.
Well, you have to visit very interesting bathrooms in the middle of Alabama when you have to stop and
I would
the kids have to go to the bathroom. So there was a lot of wiping down, and the area we stayed in is like, it's all southern states that go there. So it's like, we were the only people.
What is the area? What's the name of it?
It's called the Emerald Coast. So it's like,
Emerald Coast, Florida. That's the name of the
city?
That's
the name of the area. Yeah, it's like, there's like 5 towns or 10 towns or whatever it is.
Okay.
And Destin, Florida is one of them. But it's right on the Gulf of Mexico. So like, the upper part of Florida.
Uh-huh.
And it's a beautiful place. It's unbelievable. Like, the water's crystal clear. It's white sand beaches.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's nice. But some people call it the Redneck Riviera.
Yes.
Because it's all, the people who go there are from Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, Louisiana. And then it was my family, like, on the beach.
You know, now, are they upper
bring
middle?
Bring the raft down from the balcony. And everyone's, like, staring at us, like, where are these people from?
Little do they know that you have a radio show where you do a lot of southern guys.
Yeah, I found myself talking to people at a distance, of course.
Did you take the southern accent on?
And sometimes, you know, favorite. You throw in a little, let me tell you what. And yeah. You're like, ooh, it's coming out.
Right. Let me tell you what?
It's a nice day out here. Let me tell you what. Huh? Ain't it?
Wow.
Look at me!
Yeah, you're right. I've said this before. When I used to cold call on the phone, and I'd see that the guy was from the South. And
you go right into it.
You go, hey, how you doing? I'm Patty Houlihan with
Payne. I do that with Irish people, too. If I'm talking to an Irish person, I get a little like, hey, yeah, you know, right.
See, I know, but if you're an American and you see another American put on the brogue in front of another Irish guy, I just want to clobber that guy. Sometimes.
Absolutely, but sometimes you're doing it and you don't realize that you're doing it.
Right.
But
after a couple of Guinnesses, excuse me, I just think I'm Irish, more Irish than I am.
Back to the South.
Yeah.
So, it's an interesting place. It's like the clientele is pretty amazing. but it's a great place for kids. There's a lot of kids. And everyone actually was pretty responsible. It seemed like we would go out and everyone was wearing masks and stuff, and it wasn't totally a free-for-all.
Were people smoking? A lot of smoking?
A lot of smoking.
Yeah.
Lots.
Yep.
Lots of smoking.
Yeah.
Well.
They enjoy it.
A lot of people in Florida start to look like cigarettes after a while.
Yeah, they do. You know? They just get, you know, nice and tan and crusty.
That's why I want to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great place. So, yeah, the ride down was great, and the ride back was, you know, it's always stressful because you just want to get home. So you just fly. We drove straight through. We didn't stop. Like, when we went down, we stopped in Nashville and stayed overnight.
Oh, okay.
So on the way back, we just flew all the way, you know, dreaming of Euros.
Dreaming of Euros.
And a couch. And wow. It gets you home, you know?
Yes,
do we
folks.
Have Selena's Dreamin'?
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Maybe we'll have to play that later.
Now, Patty.
In honor of your Euros dream.
We haven't had time. I know you covered it last week with Pat Chase, who was great, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pat, for filling in.
Yep.
R.I.P. Dusty.
Yeah, Dusty gone.
Dusty's gone, but I think I may have a friend of Dusty's that you might be able to have.
Yeah, for our listeners, my bicycle's been stolen. This is about the third episode that Dusty's now appeared in.
Fourth, I think.
He's written himself into the show.
I almost was at tears because I would be sitting in Florida listening to old episodes, and you were just so upbeat about Dusty when you had him.
Dude, that was like having another kid. You know,
just ripped
like,
from you.
Yeah, he was ripped away from me. He got, you know, gone, baby, gone. You know, I was like, where'd Dusty go? Do you have my Dusty?
Well, maybe if you're lucky, Dusty Jr. will come into your life.
Well, that's what you said. You called me like as soon as you saw me post it on I posted a rant on
my
Facebook.
My wife showed it. I don't have Facebook. My wife showed it. She's like, you're not going to believe this. I'm like,
what? I did. When Dusty was first stolen, I put a rant on Facebook. Like, look at the and I posted the picture of the kids. Like, these two clowns took my bike. You know,
right.
Like,
yeah.
Find them. If anyone knows anything, tackle them and tell the River Forest Police that you saw them on Dusty.
Pet Dusty. Comfort Dusty.
Right. It's a Schwinn standpoint. That was the name of the bike.
Comfort
I used
Dusty.
To have to say, Comfort Dusty.
Kneel next to him and comfort him.
Take the personal, yeah. But so Clay, I did post a rant on Facebook, you know? And I'm not one of those people that does this normally, you know? And I did it in the heat of the moment. And then like an hour later, I was like, what did I do? Like, let me take that down. I'm over it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But you called me. Like, within maybe an hour of Dusty being taken from me.
Yes.
And you were like, dude, I'm sorry. You know? And I was like, how do you know?
Like, the condolences fall off.
Yeah, yeah. Word spreads fast.
Like, as soon as I saw Clay, I call ID Clay. I'm like, he knows Dusty's gone. He's calling to, you know, console me.
What does he wear?
Is it all? You're like, Pat, sorry. I'm like, yeah, me too, Dusty. Can you believe it? Yeah. I was still in shock.
Yeah.
I was like, well. Can you believe it?
It's not believable.
But you were kind enough to say that you're like, hey, listen, I got a bike in my garage. I don't use it. If you're going to give it the same kind of love that you wanted to give Dusty.
Yeah, if you're going to get it a pouch for cigarette and lotto tickets.
Yes.
And a bell, possibly.
Oh, I'm going to get all of it. I'm going to buy them all that stuff, you know?
First thing you do is buy the strongest lock on the market.
Yes.
Buy a $1,700 lock.
The bike 200, the lock 17.
Yep.
It's made out of gun steel.
Hot locks. That's new.
Well, you know what? I was thinking yesterday a business might spur out of this for you where you should get into the extreme lock business.
Yes. Interesting.
You got to find a way to make the world's strongest lock. I'm sure people are trying.
I'll get cracking on that. Kids, I'm giving it all up. I'm trying to figure out how to make the world's strongest lock.
You know, there's a guy out there selling pillows to people. You can do anything you want.
You can. You can dream.
You can also bathe in oatmeal if you so desire to.
You should. That's not something that you should dream about. That's something you should do.
Absolutely.
Because it does inspire the mind. The show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It's the greatest oatmeal in the morning and all times of day. And in the land and in the world. More Hooli's Hooli after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children,
If you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
If you or a loved one is injured, you need someone to represent you. But don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former supervising judge James McGing. Jim McGing represents injured people and their families in cases involving personal injury, wrongful death, workers' compensation, and third-party lawsuits. Jim represents first responders, and he formerly worked for the General Counsel of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. He was an assistant state's attorney, and he was legal counsel to the Cook County Sheriff. As a judge, he presided over multi-million dollar medical negligence, traffic, premises liability, and construction injury cases. He wrote the Illinois court decisions regarding injured police and fire for on-the-job injuries and during training exercises. So don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former Judge Jim McGing of the Miller & McGing Law Firm, 33 years of personal injury and workers' compensation experience. You can get a hold of Jim at 773-467-8000. That's 773-467-8000. Give him a call. He's an old pal.
Yep.
Bill, you just lip synced it, but then you're supposed to sing it. This is your bump. This is your jam.
It's the bump because Clay was, you'll hear.
Dreaming of Euros.
He was dreaming of Euros, and I thought, wow, that sounds like a Selena type tune.
I like how Euros has entered its way into the episode again.
I had my Euros. It was delicious.
Oh yeah, here we go.
You know, and I also thought, I'm back in corporate chains. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm spending a lot of time in Mariano's, Julasco's, Targets, you know?
Yes.
And you're dreaming.
I'm maybe getting my fill of Selena and some other things that are playing during the store while, you know, throwing cases to the shelf. Terrible thing would happen to Selena, yeah. But boy, did she leave us with a wonderful song.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. There's Bill's tribute to Selena and dreaming.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks,
welcome.
Bill.
Yeah. I hope you all lost yourself in that moment. And
I kind of did, actually.
Thought to yourself, if I'm in a Mariano's and a Jewel right now, just give me a smile. You know?
Yep.
If you're in there, if you're listening
late
to us.
Night when all, you know, it takes you
something
back.
Tells me that that's not just a Mariano's jam for Bill.
Oh, that's a Light FM. Come on.
That's
blaring
like,
in my car.
Is that like lighting candles late at night?
Yeah, no, that's like Save the Best for Last.
Exactly.
That's another Bill tune.
Sure. I believe
I couldn't tell you who sings that.
That is, she was one at one time a Miss America. Her name is
Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa Williams.
Oh yeah, you. Bill. Thank
welcome
you.
Back, listeners.
Yeah.
We just got sidetracked there.
Good to see I didn't miss anything when I was gone. Important topics being covered.
Yeah, my dusty's gone.
Yeah, see ya.
Last week, we did a little Pee Wee Herman riff on that. And Clay, you're right. I would love to see Dusty Jr., you suggested outside that I name the new bike. What kind of bike is it?
It's a Brentwood K-something.
A Brentwood. No relation to... OJ didn't used to own this bike.
Yeah, he has not sat on this bike. It does have a nice seat.
Oh, I like that.
It's got a nice cushioned seat for your little
that's
bony
good.
Butt. And it's been sitting in my garage for 6.5 years.
Oh.
And I filled up the tires on it 4 times, and I've never ridden it.
There it is. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
I can't
it's all
wait.
Yours. It's all yours, buddy.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm excited to get Dusty by Dusty Jr.
But if it gets stolen, then we got a problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Keep it inside your bedroom. Keep it in your bed.
Speaking of bedrooms.
Yes.
The big event at my house today was that my daughter Charlotte's TikTok lights arrived.
Ooh, what does that mean?
TikTok light.
They're LED strip lighting, all right? And it's like these little dotted lights with stick 'em on the back of it. And you put them on the corners of the walls in your room.
Weird.
And they flash, you know, all these different
strobe
colors.
Lights.
Yeah, it's basically like LED lighting in your room. But a lot of these kids on TikTok that are TikTok personalities have the lights in the background.
Sure.
You know, anything to get somebody's mind racing, you know, watch, you know, all about stimulation.
You might have to return those. You know why?
Well, why?
They might be canceling TikTok in the United States.
I heard about this. I did. But that's her lights. We ordered these lights like a month and a half ago. I ordered them after she threw, you know, we were having a spat and a fit. And I said, you know what? I'll buy the TikTok lights. You know,
I'll buy the TikTok lights. Please, shut up. I'll buy the TikTok lights.
They're called Starlight is the name of the brand. Starlight TikTok. I don't know. Starlight TikTok lights. Yeah, we got them.
Y'all got them Starlight TikTok.
Starlight Express. Starlight Express is an Andrew Lloyd Webber song. Yeah, yes. Wow. Thank you. That's Bill with the music tonight.
Yeah.
Bill, unbelievable.
With the very sentimental music choices.
Starlight Brights or lights.
So did you install these?
I helped her install them today.
And?
They're pretty cool.
Nice. All right?
Except that her bedroom now reminds me of like Yudenka. Right?
Yeah.
Whenever I walk into it. You ever go to Yudenka?
I had never been to Yudenka. The nightclub?
Yeah, the Polish nightclub.
Here in Urban Chicago. Park and something?
Yeah, no, never
Have
been
you ever
to
been
Yudenka.
There?
Yeah.
It's awesome, right?
Well, it's like my daughter's bedroom was like Yudenka.
It's probably beautiful European women all over.
Yeah, and like Russian gangsters and, you know.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Yudenka.
Hope you're doing all right during COVID.
Hope COVID treated you okay, Yudenka. Watch out for the Yudenkas of this world. But my daughter's bedroom resembles that.
Yeah, you know? Should put up a couple Polish flags and...
Well, that's odd, right?
Yeah, write Yudenka on the wall.
My daughter
Could
writes
copyright infringement.
My daughter writes Yudenka in crayon. Yeah.
Little Yudenka.
Little Yudenka is the
Hey
name.
Guys, welcome to my TikTok. Little Yudenka. That would be my boxing name.
If your handle is Little Yudenka.
That was my boxing name in the 80s.
Little Yudenka?
I was undefeated.
Wow.
First name L-I-L and then Yudenka? I'm not sure how you spell Yudenka.
I was fighting out of Belgrade.
Little Yudenka.
Indeed.
So her room is like that, and she's like, I'm going to sleep like this. I'm like, with the lights on like this? I'm like, no,
no. Yeah. You can't. You'll interfere your REM.
Yeah, you'll kill your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the event of the
day. Are you going to hang out in there?
I can't. It weirds me. It's like a room that doesn't exist with our house now.
You should break dance in there. Start making breakdance TikTok. Me learning to breakdance.
My dad breakdancing.
My dad breakdancing.com.
Charlotte and I actually, for our listeners, my daughter's 10 and obsessed with TikTok. But she wanted me to have an account with her.
Yeah.
And I wanted to call the account TikTok Idiot. All right. And it was just a mad dad.
Oh, yeah.
Doing other TikToks of kids.
Just doing robot dance.
No, but he was like kind of doing it like mad doing the dance, you know, like renegade, you know.
Okay, renegade.
Is that a Gaga song?
Yeah, it's a something song, but that's the song that made Charli D'Amelio a star.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's a big TikTok person.
I don't know who the heck Charli D'Amelio is, but you do.
Yeah, you got to.
I know who she is. Yeah, she's the main one.
Yeah, she's the main TikToker.
She's the most famous TikToker.
Has she ever done a TikTok with Selena as Dreamin' in the background?
Ooh, it's a great... Maybe we hashtag that
doesn't have enough pop to it. She needs the pop and stuff. She's a popper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a gymnast, yeah.
No, she was a cheerleader.
Yeah, well, most cheerleaders start out as gymnasts.
And now her sister's also taking over.
Yeah.
They've cornered the TikTok market, and now they're going to be probably... charged in China with spying or something.
Oh, man.
The D'Amelio sisters arrested as Chinese spies.
Crazier things have happened.
Yes, they have. It's quite the shirt you're wearing there.
Yeah, it is.
Patty Flamingo.
We kind of talked about fashion.
You kind of look like a spy. If you were standing in a public park in Moscow, like, this guy's a spy. Look at
this is more of a Magnum P.I. rip, you know?
I don't know. Like, I think it's more like what Clay said outside, because you have the white leather gym shoes with blue slacks on, a baseball, very Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Kind of fear and loathing.
I'll take that. Is there a fire extinguisher in
My
there?
Attorney advises me not to speak about this any further.
Is there any reason behind this, or just
is that a Goodwill purchase?
This is a shirt. I did get this shirt at Goodwill months ago. I don't wear it very often, but it's very hot out tonight, and I like the fabric and the feel of it. And I said, what the hey, you know?
Put it on. Yeah. A very handsome man died in that shirt somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
He was beautiful.
How about this heat, Clay? Did you, like, when you came back here, we were like,
it was hotter here than where I was. It was, like, the same, so it was weird. It was different because it's very humid down there, so it was, like, 90 at 6 in the morning down there. But, yeah, the heat is pretty extreme. I came back to a dead lawn in my backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had to get to watering.
Okay.
And it took up some time and some water.
I've been, like, sweating. Like, I don't have air in my car.
I have been sweating.
You know, I saw Skilling the other day, and he goes, it hasn't been that hot of a summer. We've had other record highs at this time.
He's been sweating, you know, a good amount. Yeah.
And I'm like, it hasn't. But then I want to say, well, I guess he's right. I have no air in my car right now.
Yeah, so it's extra hot for you.
I have a black SUV with black leather seats in it.
Yikes.
It is toasty.
What's up with the air?
Yeah, it's
like,
toasty.
I get in there, and I'll have, like, a dry fit, like, golf shirt on. And, like, as soon as I get in the car in the morning, you know, my bald head is, like, beating with sweat already.
Uh-huh.
Like, as soon as I get out of the shower.
Oh, yeah.
And then by the time I'm, like...
You got to be, like, one of those towel guys, the bald guys who walk around with towels.
I think I might have to start doing that.
Jerry Tarkanian?
Yeah, I might have to be, like, Tark the Shark. And then I got, like, in... Like, I'll have, like, a dry fit golf shirt, and then my back will be, like, soaked.
Oh, yeah.
When I get out of the car.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
And then I go into these corporate... I go into, like, one of my stores, and it's, like... The air conditioning is like, you know, it's at like
it's freezing
50 in there.
The guy
like,
stocking the shelves goes, what's up, sweatback?
No, literally, it's
would you run here?
Like, it dries that quick. It dries within, like, it's in the store, and like in 5 minutes, it dries.
That's nice.
Yeah, but I got to do something. I got to get this thing fixed. And I was, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Billy's having a sweaty
summer. It's been hot.
Billy's golf
I think it's
tour.
Been one, like, I don't remember ever in the last, like, few years where.
Is it affecting your golf game? The sweat.
No,
is there too
is
much
not.
Sweat on
I played
the handle?
On Saturday. No, it's not. No.
You guys, there's too much sweat on this club handle. I can't get a grip on this pitch.
I've been shooting a consistent like 46, 47.
I thought you were going to say 400 yard drives.
No. So, not. I'm getting better. I'm still pretty.
Patty, have you taken up any sports during the COVID?
No.
Any card game? Card tricks? Magic?
No, I'm still playing MLB, the show.
Video games.
Yeah, but I'm playing the 2016 version.
Playing old video games?
Playing old video games. So those are the sports that I'm doing esports, you know what I mean?
Oh. Doing thumb sports.
Well, we're going to have baseball here in a couple weeks, it looks like.
Yeah, we'll
I
see.
Don't know, though. I still don't know what to think. There's so many players that are opting out.
They should make every player wear a hazmat suit.
We're getting close to that, really.
Could be.
It'd be great.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to all implode.
I think they'll try.
I think slowly certain players, like David Price, kind of was like one of the first guys who came out.
He's like, I'm not playing.
Not playing, you know? And
Mike Trout's not going to play.
Trout doesn't want to play. He's got his wife's pregnant. He's like, I don't want to be around it. So I think that's going to create a domino effect, and a lot of the players are just going to start saying no, 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 whether or not the franchises decide to move forward without them.
I still want to see baseball, though. I don't know.
I think everybody wants to see
it. I think if we saw a little bit, it would give a little bit of a kickback of life to some people.
A kickback to life.
No, just like a little spark in it. It's been, you know, because it's been so rough, and then, you know, if you got the American pastime.
A little
back,
bit of normalcy, Bill.
Maybe a little bit of normalcy.
Yeah. Yeah. Those people should go have a beef sandwich. It's a little bit of normalcy.
It is normalcy. I almost had a beef sandwich today, but I opted out for the Alpine instead.
Ooh, Billy.
That was my
Billy,
lunch. Billy, it was like 11 o'clock in the morning, and it was like 86. And I'm like, I'm not going to go sit outside and eat like a hot combo right now.
Eat a cold sandwich outside.
Yeah, I'll do that.
God bless you.
Food down in Florida, was it all right?
Yeah, they have this place. It's called Whataburger, and it's like... I would compare it to, like, I don't know, Sonic or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's only a southern regional chain. Whataburger. You can't find them up here.
Whataburger?
W-H-A-T-A burger.
Whataburger.
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 Take one bite and you go, Whataburger.
They got lettuce and tomato and onion and mayo
it's
on them?
It's outstanding. It's a great burger. So we went there like three times, actually.
And all right.
We went to one restaurant, but it was outside. We were the only people outside. It was actually really nice, and it felt pretty safe down there. Yeah. There was only actually, I think, 300 cases in the entire county we were in. So most of the Florida problems are in the Miami area and
Tampa.
Southern, where people like to bump and grind.
Yeah, where people like to bump and grind. Right, there's a lot of that going down in Florida.
A lot of that going down everywhere. There's Texas, a lot of that going down in Wrigleyville.
Yeah, in Romeoville.
Probably in Romeoville too. No, yeah, I don't know. More in Wrigleyville than Romeoville.
I guarantee you, there's bumping and grinding.
You think you could write a rap song? Wrigleyville of Romeoville. Wrigleyville of Romeoville.
I could. Yes.
You just did.
I need some other beats.
We should start a rap group called the Romeoville Boys, even though none of us have ever lived there.
The Romeoville Boys.
No, just Romeoville. That's the name of the rap group.
Okay.
Romeoville.
Like
or how about Romeo Villains?
Romeo Villains is better.
I like it. And you guys know how to rap?
This is how
Marky Mark was born.
We gotta call Johnny Dorito.
Do you know how to rap?
And be like,
Could we put a chain around your neck?
Yeah.
Like a bike chain, a big one?
Takes a Romeo Villains.
Romeo Villains. Okay.
What's the name of our first album?
Wrigleyville.
Thank you, Bill.
Romeo Villains, Wrigleyville. that could work.
Produced by Kanye West.
Yeah, President Kanye West.
Sure.
Yeah. Future president.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah,
are we the Romeo Villains?
Yeah, we are. I guess
do we do a lot of like Shakespeare lines? You know.
Yeah, yeah. We only speak it like who art thou?
Where art thou, Romeo?
Rapunzel. That's not Shakespeare.
It is according to the Romeo Villains.
Yeah, we'll rewrite history if we have to.
Yeah. Do you guys do any Shakespeare? Yeah, we do. We know all about Snow White.
Cinderella. That's
Cinderella,
Shakespeare,
Beauty and the Beast. What?
That's okay. Call Johnny Dorito at 555 Fame.
He's ever,
We'll get you rehearsed on Shakespeare.
Tell Mr. Dorito that you're a friend of the Romeo Villains. He'll know exactly what to do.
Mr. Dorito, the Romeo Villains are here to sit at the table of four.
Table of four, Johnny Dorito and the Romeo Villains. Chateau Mama, hi. It's me, Johnny Dorito. I've got the Romeo Villains with me. Table of five.
It just flew in.
It just flew in from Yedenka. They were playing Yedenka. It's a Polish nightclub on Belmont in Chicago. They rode in on Brentwood bicycles.
They rode in on Brentwoods. Come on, they're tired. Let's
all the way from Florida. They rode from Florida to Yedenka. Now they're here. Table of five, please.
Five now. We need more space.
I got an album called Wrigleyville we need to talk about.
The Romeo Villains. Romeoville. What a shout out to the people of Romeoville.
God bless you, Romeoville.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think I had some windows tinted out there once.
Yeah, it is kind of a town like that, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, it's like, you know, where do you live? Romeoville? Yeah, window tinting, glass, you know, lawn roll-ups.
Lewis University.
It's a blue-collar joint.
Lewis University is in Romeoville.
It is.
Yeah.
I've never been out that way.
I've never been out there.
I ain't never been to no Romeoville, but I'm starting a group called Romeo Villains.
But the guys I was talking to in Florida were from Baton Rouge. Talk about
some Louisiana boys.
Man.
Bayou.
This one guy caught a fish right out of the ocean. It was probably like, I'm going to go ahead and say it was probably like a 4-foot fish. This thing was huge.
Wow. Like just off like the beach where you guys were at? It just was casting?
Yeah, casting right off the beach into the ocean. Yeah, it was wild.
What kind of like lure was he working with? Did you see?
I believe it was a red snapper billed a fish.
Oh, that's a big size fish.
Yeah, I didn't get my eyes on the lure. I should have.
Did he catch and release or did he keep it?
He caught it and then he danced with it for a half hour.
Sure. Showed
and then
everybody.
They went out to dinner and then he threw it back in the ocean.
Okay. Okay. All right.
He made out with it and then threw it back in the ocean.
Okay.
Yeah, it was wild. Here, I got a picture of it.
Wow.
Look at this.
Did the kids see it? Oh, wow, that is a nice fish. That's a big fish.
Wow.
Yeah, big fish out of the ocean.
Listeners, Clay just showed us a picture of a very large fish.
We'll post it on our Facebook page, Bill.
Yeah. Was the guy just like goofing around? Like, did he have proper equipment there?
No,
like,
he had like a real, you know, guys do this. You know, this is their thing.
So wait, did you go on a fishing charter?
No, he did this right off the beach.
Oh, he's like long casted into the ocean and just boop, see what he can pull out of there.
Oh, that's wild. You know, most of the time I would sit there and stare at the ocean and think to myself, That is terrifying.
The reason I asked, like, what kind of lure it was is just because...
It was a heavy-duty lure.
I know, but, like, if you're depending on the depth of where the ocean falls there, like, a heavy-duty lure, it'll just sit there.
Yeah, like, you know what they do? They have, like, 6 or 7 hooks on their line, and they're all baited.
I got you.
And then it's very shallow where we are.
Right, so they have to, like, wait, like, they just sit
like
there.
Probably, like, 7 feet.
I got you. All right, that
makes
sense.
It's like a sandbar. It's crazy.
Okay.
Maybe we should all go down there, everybody.
Sure.
Let's go on a fishing trip. You want it?
The Hooli's Hooli Florida trip?
Yeah.
After the Hooli's Hooli Euros bike ride.
Yes, exactly. We've got things planned, folks.
How was everybody's 4th of July?
It was wild.
Yeah.
I spent it driving through Alabama.
Oh, okay. So there were like, you guys
We left 4th of July morning to drive home.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, we avoided a lot of traffic.
Were you guys seeing like lots of fireworks from like the expressways and stuff like that? None, huh?
No, because it was in the morning. It was like 7 a.m.
Okay.
People weren't up drinking yet. That was at 8 a.m. They started drinking.
Okay.
Mine was very low key. My wife was in L.A. to see her brother.
How did that go?
My brother-in-law, Cooper, got married to his...
Congratulations, Cooper.
Yes.
Coop. Did everyone show up?
To his wife, Jess Weber. Well, no, they had to cancel their wedding that they had planned here in Chicago due to COVID. And then it was still set to go that weekend, this past weekend. It would have been the Friday the 3rd. But it was canceled. And then as a result, he and his fiance and now wife, Jess, were like, you know what? We're doing it anyway. We'll do the party a year from now and have the reception. But we planned on doing this. Let's do it. They didn't want to postpone it any longer. They've been together a many number of years.
35 years.
No, but close to 10.
That's a lot.
Okay.
And so they just had a small ceremony on the rooftop, and they exchanged their nuptials. And but it was very, I mean, it was just my mother-in-law went out and his sister, my wife. And then his wife had her mother come out and her sister. And they had like 4 friends.
It was very intimate.
That was it. My wife really wanted to go. I was like, yeah, go, you know. So she went for the weekend, and I was at home alone with the kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, what am I going to do all this weekend?
A lot of Jason and Freddy time.
It was a lot of, there was some purchases made, you know.
Jasons?
Well, the kids were like, well, how come we're not going to California? I was like, no, it's not. We're going to have the party another time. Mom just wants to go, you know, it's a special moment
say
for
COVID.
Her brother.
COVID.
Sorry, COVID.
Sorry.
Coronavirus.
COVID. Sorry, COVID.
Coronavirus.
Well, the kids are getting real tired of hearing sorry, COVID. But
yeah.
I found myself at Target again. You know, I got coerced into driving to Target to get Mikey and Michael Myers doll this time.
Right.
He's got another sadistic killer to his collection.
Now he's got Michael and Freddy and Jason Pennywise?
He has Pennywise, he has Jason, he has Freddy, and now he has Michael Myers.
That's pretty awesome.
He wants Chucky. Or a gremlin, you know. It's now I've opened up the worst can of worms because it can, you know, these NECA figures I spoke of a couple episodes ago. By the way, if you're enjoying the show, you can find archived episodes go hibernianradio.org.
Yes, you're running out of horror figures.
Exactly. I was figuring maybe
Beetlejuice you could do.
Well, if they don't have them in the store, I don't buy them. That's kind of the thing.
You're real strict about your horror movie action figure purchases.
That's right. Southern Dad, I am.
It's Southern Target employee.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. You're real strict about your kids' horror intake.
Let me get this straight. If it ain't on the shelf, you ain't buying it. It comes to Chucky Dolls.
Hey, I got a leather face in the back if you want to wait about 5 minutes. No, that's okay. Thanks.
Who's the guy from Hellraiser? Do they have
Pinhead? That's Pinhead.
Yeah. They have Pinhead?
What a great character.
They have
is.
All those guys.
You remember you used to walk in the movie store and see Pinhead? Like, that's nuts.
Yeah, a guy with nails in his head.
Like 70 nails in his head.
I got to give a shout out to
Hellraiser.
Pat Kevel. I think that Pat at one time had a Pinhead t-shirt.
He may have had.
I hope Pinhead should make Pinhead should come back. There should be a new Pinhead movie.
Right.
Pinhead needs to make a comeback. That's correct.
Johnny DeRito, I'm trying to get this new Pinhead movie made.
Derek the Composer's working
Pinhead,
on it.
How about Pinhead
Derek
in Chicago?
I got Derek the Composer, the Romeo villains. Come on, man. Can we remake Pinhead?
Come on, we'll call it Pinhead 5.
Yeah. So I bought another figure at Target for my son, Mike. And then later...
You're a good father, you
and
are.
And then later, actually, the day before, that was on the 4th of July that I did that. But the day before, I was looking for something to do. Charlotte is obsessed with skateboarding all of a sudden because the kids in the alley are into skateboarding now.
Went through
She's like, I want to get a new skateboard. you know? Uh-huh. And I was like, eh, you know. And then I know that our buddy Colin Morley that we grew up with.
Right.
He's got a skate shop in Berwyn called First Gear.
Nice. Right?
And I was like, all right, maybe we can, I wonder if Morley's working. We can go over to see, you know, take her over to First Gear. It'll blow her mind, you know?
Yeah.
So I bring her over. And First Gear sponsors pro skaters.
Sure. Right?
It's a real skate shop. And I'm like, I want to check this place out anyway. I've never been over here. This place is probably cool. So we go. And we drive over there with my son Mikey. And it was like, they would only allow three or four customers in the store at one time. So four people out and then four new people in. Right. Luckily, we waited outside for a minute and then they let us in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were the only ones in the store for like 40 minutes. And yeah, we got to look around and like all the skater kids are like, check this board out, you know? And Charlotte, you know, is trying to act all cool. Like she knows how to skate. And she's like, she can kind of skate, but she doesn't really, not to the level of these guys.
Yeah. You know? She knows how to do ollies and stuff.
She knows the terminology. She's just working on the skating part. But, you know, but she wants
to. It's all attitude.
She wants to be a skater girl so bad. And so she picks out her board. I'm like, yeah. All of a sudden, I'm into it too. When I'm in there, I'm like, oh, this place is cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at some of the hats. They had some cool hats and like shoes. They'd
start just thinking about the movie Gleaming the Cube.
I'm like, I want to be Tony Hawk. How come I'm not Tony Hawk?
I want to be 40-year-old Tony Hawk.
Or Jack Black. Airborne was rollerblades, not skateboards. I apologize.
This guy is sitting at Blockbuster all of a sudden. Blockbuster Billy.
Blockbuster Billy slash Selena expert.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm sitting in First Gear. Next thing I know, I'm
doing kickflips.
No, I'm being sold a board, right? I'm like, you know what?
For yourself?
I was into it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy her a board. I want a board. I want to see how this is done. So they let you pick the board out on the wall. They have hundreds of them.
The deck, it's called.
That is correct, Clay.
Yes.
They had the decks, and then they had the trucks, and then they had the bearings and the wheels.
You got it.
You get to pick all of it out, right?
Custom.
Custom made board.
And then they put the paper on it.
They put the grip tape.
Yep.
Charlotte got the grip tape. It's a Thrasher grip tape, Thrasher magazine grip tape.
Nice. You got to be hardcore to wear Thrasher gear.
And then the on the underside of the board, it's like pink with like palm trees.
Nice.
Oh, cool. But it's like a real photo. Like
is she riding it?
Of like a sunset. Yeah, she loves it.
Yeah.
I mean, and it is cool. And I was like, I want to ride this thing, you know?
You should.
I nearly broke my neck within like a minute of getting on it. I was like, oh my God, I'm not very good at this anymore.
Last time I was in Venice Beach, I rented a skateboard. My wife's like, let's rent skateboards. And she got on and she did a full, like, levitated off the ground and slammed on the ground.
She did?
Yeah.
Your wife can do an ollie?
No, she stepped on the skateboard and wiped, fell backwards.
Oh, yeah.
And was even with the ground, like it just slammed on the ground.
For those listeners that were wondering, Tony Hawk's father's name is Frank Hawk. Thank you, Mr. Hawk.
Yes. Daddy Hawk.
Daddy Hawk? Frank Hawk.
I'm into longboarding, which is what skateboarding on. You don't really do tricks or anything, but you try and go down hills and stuff and go fast, and it's like a longer skateboard.
Yeah.
So it's easier to
maneuver
to stay balanced on. But I actually just did buy a regular skateboard too, which I've rode in Florida a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But I think we're are we too old for stuff like that?
I don't think so.
I want to get a dyno.
My daughter was like, come on, you should get your own board and we can board together. And I was like,
you should get a longboard. They're not that hard. It would take you like a week to figure it out, and it's just balance, which you're horrible at.
Yes. And you can't smoke on a skateboard.
Yeah, you can.
You couldn't smoke on a skateboard?
You could smoke.
Skateboarders, they've been smoking for 20, 30 years, all those guys.
They encourage smoking.
You mean Tony Alva never had a cigarette?
Maybe. Wow.
Southern California's cigarette skating enthousiast, Bill Houlihan, is here.
No, I just saw Dogtown and Z-Boys, you know.
You should watch that with her.
I should watch that documentary. I don't think she has her attention span is even long enough to carry into
that. Tony Hawk videos on YouTube.
Let her watch Gleaming the Cube with Christian Slater, man.
Well, she got the skateboard, and the next thing I know, all she wants to do is videotape herself and doing TikToks with the board in her hand.
Oh,
you know?
And
I was like, hey, this is a prop!
No, you know? That's anti-skateboarding.
That's called being a poser.
Yeah, it's correct.
We don't like posers.
No, we like actual people. You got to get hurt on a skateboard, which I've done.
that's another thing. She was like, I want to go to the skate park. Like the next day, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's learn how to ride.
You're not
down
dropping
the,
in yet, bro.
Let's learn how to ride down the alley first before. Yeah.
You got to get her a helmet and all that stuff.
Oh, she's got
to get
that.
She wants to get on half pipes.
Yeah, she's like, I want to get in a bowl and on a half, you know. And I'm like, whoa, no.
Maybe just to throw her right in. Maybe she just gets it. You never know.
Yeah. Could happen.
So I got a 50-50 shot of going to the emergency room or her being the next Tony Hawk.
Do you take that chance? That's what Frank Hawk used to ask himself.
That is what Daddy Hawk used to say. Tony, do you take that chance?
Anthony! Anthony!
Anthony, what are you doing, 380?
What are you doing on that skateboard? Get in here and help your mother with the calzones.
Frank Hawk was born in Elmwood Park, by
the
way.
No, he was born in Brooklyn. No, where is Tony Hawk from? California.
He's in California. I don't know where Frank Hawk was born, but I'm sure that we could figure that out.
We got to find out where Hawk's father's
Frank
from.
Hawk is an awesome name. Detective Frank Hawk, it is. Miami PD.
Yeah, it's like something out of The Equalizer, you know, like
out of Hellraiser.
Mike Hammer, Frank Hawk, you know.
Where was Frank Hawk born? Frank Peter Rupert Hawk.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't know if it has birth.
He's got two middle names. Can't trust a guy with two middle names.
Frank Peter Rupert Hawk.
Franklin? Or no, is that a Franklin? It's just a Frank.
He added the
Rupert. He's from San Diego, Frank Hawk. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. He's a butcher in San Diego.
So he's a Californian.
Cutting up dolphin meat all day, my kids skateboarding all over the house. Can't get it 5 minutes of silence.
Frank Hawk, you know, cut up dolphin meat all day.
There's no butchers in San Diego, do.
Wow. Frank the Butcher Hawk. That was his nickname. San Diego mobster.
He used to fight Kid Yudenka.
He started his career out knocking fools out outside Yudenka.
Tonight's title card, Frank the Butcher Hawk versus Kid Yudenka Gomez.
Yes.
Is it time for a commercial break?
It can be.
I think so.
All right, Hooli's Hooli will be back after these.
If you or a loved one is injured, you need someone to represent you. But don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former supervising judge James McGing. Jim McGing represents injured people and their families in cases involving personal injury, wrongful death, workers' compensation, and third-party lawsuits. Jim represents first responders, and he formerly worked for the General Counsel of the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police. He was an assistant state's attorney, and he was legal counsel to the Cook County Sheriff. As a judge, he presided over multi-million dollar medical negligence, traffic, premises liability, and construction injury cases. He wrote the Illinois court decisions regarding injured police and fire for on-the-job injuries and during training exercises. So don't just call a lawyer, call a judge. Former Judge Jim McGing of the Miller & McGing Law Firm, 33 years of personal injury and workers' compensation experience. You can get a hold of Jim at 773-467-8000. That's 773-467-8000. Give him a call. He's an old pal. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli, fourth quarter. Clay is back this week. We missed him last week. We've spoken of Florida Tales and Tony Hawk's dad, TikTok Lights. We've covered all the basics tonight, folks.
Yedenka.
Yep, all the basics. Yedenka, yes. Big shout out to Yedenka. Yedenka, a little known fact here in Chicago, not Yedenka anymore. Closed down. Now it's called Stereo. Just called Stereo.
That means music.
Yes, it means club.
I had a weird thing happen.
What's up?
I lost my phone.
Yeah. Oh.
I got phone drama.
Where'd you lose it? How did it happen?
Interesting story. So I'm playing basketball with Brody in my alley.
Mm-hmm.
And during the game, I take my phone out of my pocket because I'm doing crossovers and such.
Yes.
And I put the phone on the bumper of my car, which is parked in the garage.
Yes.
And we're playing. And now my neighbor across the alley is an elderly woman from Poland, I believe. And she's not a big fan of basketball. She doesn't like when the ball goes in her yard, which is quite often. She's actually tried to extend her fence upward with mesh to like block it.
Yes.
But it still finds a way in.
Yeah.
So as we're playing, as soon as we go out there, Brody's got a ball and I got a ball. And I shoot my shot and it bounces into a different neighbor's yard. So I'm like, Brody, pass it to me. And I shoot one more and it bounces into her yard. And she's out there.
Yeah.
And then she like starts going off on me. She's like, why don't you go play basketball in the park and, you know, it's ruining my garden and all this stuff. I'm like, the parks aren't open, first of all. And I'm just like, give me my ball.
That's crazy that she sees you're a father and that you're sitting there playing with your son. I just find it kind of...
Well, she is blind.
Okay. That makes a difference.
But you can hear him.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's obvious. And
right.
So I'm like, give me my ball. And she gave me the ball. And then I was so heated. I'm like, I need to go get a coffee and relax.
Yep.
And so I made Brody go inside, and I forgot about my phone on the bumper, and I get into my car and drive off with the phone still on my bumper. Oh. And it must have made it a couple blocks because I couldn't find it anywhere after that. So then I drove straight to the AT&T store, sat there for an hour.
Oh, boy.
Did the transfer.
Uh-huh.
You didn't have like a GPS app?
I got
to
no
find
geo-tracking
it?
Abilities.
Oh, well, that's what's nice about the iPhone.
Is that what they said when you walked into AT&T? They said, do you have geo-tracking ability on your phone?
No, I like to not be found if possible.
Okay.
So it's a new start for me. And now this phone that I have now is bigger than the old one.
Do you still have like everyone's old numbers?
Yeah, everything's safe because I got the cloud, you know, the Google.
You got the cloud, yeah.
The Google account.
Well, I was thinking,
Zuckerberg's watching all my info for me.
Sure.
I don't know, man, the smartphone. You were saying, Clay, TikTok might be gone. There is a petition to get rid of certain, you know, apps now, right?
I think a lot of pressure is coming on to the social media groups.
Yep.
Facebook's getting hit with advertising. People are walking away.
Right.
TikTok, they say, is run by the Chinese government, which it's not. But
we don't. Who knows?
They say there's a connection there. What was the other one? That one that was when it made you look old. Remember we were doing it with Bill?
Face app.
Yeah, that was run by Russians. That was just to collect your credit card data. Now Putin's got 60 new mongooses.
Yep.
FaceApp was
fun.
Did
you get the picture I sent you, Monk?
You did.
Of Putin on the bicycle?
Putin on a bicycle.
It looks like he rides a Firefox. Is that a fox? Is a fox a bicycle company?
Might be.
I did notice he also had a Mont Blanc watch on it. It was like a $400,000 watch.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd ride a $200 bike, wear a $400,000 watch. Yeah. Big deal. Big deal.
Yep. He used to ride that bike. He's been to Yedenka on that bike.
Yo, he rode it right out of the back of there when that big when the police raided it.
He did wheelies in the middle of the club's floor.
He was riding around one of those steel cages like at the circus.
Like a bear.
In the mongoose, yeah. And everyone, and techno music is blasting and there's foam. It's amazing.
Yeah, they've been talking. They are talking.
There's TikTok lights all over the ceiling.
I don't know. I wouldn't be sad to see social media get decimated. In many ways.
I think it's going to get hit with a lot of regulations soon. I think everyone's sick of it, all the nonsense and the fake accounts and all the weirdness going on.
It's an alternate reality.
People are getting murdered on Facebook Live. It's nuts. The whole thing is nuts.
Can we just go back to flip phones, everybody?
Just go back to MySpace, make a nice acoustic guitar song. Throw
they
it up
have
there.
The new rate.
Throw it up there for everyone to listen to.
Guy from the 2000s thinking about the 2000s. He's sitting in the bar right now.
Can't, just go can
we
back?
Just, can't we just go back to MySpace?
Yeah, no where pictures.
Where I covered that Dave Matthews satellite on my guitar.
I mean, Beach, we can just throw those up there.
I never had a MySpace account.
I had a MySpace page.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't know what it was for, really.
Did you have a MySpace? No.
It was geared towards, like, music, I think. It was like...
Yeah,
like,
mostly.
You put on your favorite songs and stuff, and other people can see...
What jam you, along
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I've had social media app ideas in the past that I wanted to launch. I actually went further than most people. Mm. I went, and I... No, I had one time...
tell me more about your social networking app. Please tell
pushing
me.
The limits on the network, right. Are you?
Johnny Dorito, I hear you have a social networking app. Tell me
you
more.
You ready to push the limits with me?
Let's go over it. No, the
put
idea...
Put your pants in the corner.
Put your pants in the corner. What's that from?
You were at a Halloween party, and we said that it would turn into like an orgy, kind of.
I was worried that it was going to... Yes, that's correct. Yeah, parent social.
Put your pants in the corner.
Welcome. The Doritos are over here. Put your pants in the corner.
Have a seat.
Have a seat. Say hello to my neighbor, Joe.
His pants are also in the corner. Right.
Say hello to Frank Hawk over here.
Hey, Frank the Butcher Hawk is here.
His son's a skateboarder.
Yeah, son's a well-known skateboarder.
Welcome to Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
Put your pants in the corner, please. Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise is chopping onions in the back room.
With no pants on.
Of course. He's are in the corner.
Isn't that a sight?
Yes, it is. Why he's chopping rooms in any other room than the kitchen? Chopping onions, I should say.
He's chopping onions in the living room?
He's chopping onions in the office.
The
kitchen's so busy, I got Tom Cruise upstairs chopping onions in the office.
This is all happening at the Southern California swingers party that just happened on the show.
Okay.
That's the most insane sequence segue we've had in a long time. I forgot what we were even talking about.
You were talking about your ideas for social media once that you took it a step further.
I was like, dude, I have a great social media app idea.
I just put a vision in your head.
And then all of a sudden...
It just destroyed his childhood.
It took a very dark turn.
You can't get that vision out of your head now.
No.
Right, no,
the app I had was called... Originally, I wanted to call it like Night Out. I think it was called...
What's that, like Tinder?
No, it was a thing where... It was. I wanted to integrate it with Facebook where... Like, if we were all going to go to the Rolling Stones concert, like, say the Stones are coming to town Friday. I'm friends with you, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to the Rolling Stones concert. I know that Clay's going, so, and a bunch of our other friends are all going to the concert.
Yes.
I would invite you to make a thing called a click flick, right? Like a click of friends and then a movie. And if you all opted into my invite, all right? You opt in the access to your camera and your mobile on your phone so that anytime you're at the concert, so as soon as you check into the concert using the app, you've checked in. Now, any media that you take, all right, during the concert, photos of yourselves, whatever, hanging out.
Photos of Mick Jagger.
Yeah, photos of Jagger.
Keith,
stuff, yeah,
Charlie.
All that stuff. It all gets sequentially in a timeline. All these clips get dropped as a group, you know, into a timeline. So that you can watch your entire group of friends, their night out through their lenses all almost in the same time, right? So you have yourself a little movie of sorts, right? It's a time-sequenced film using everyone's clips, and you could take the clips and size them down and resize them and make a movie, a short little like 40-second or, you know, one-minute movie.
Yeah.
Right? And then you would share it on a platform, you know, ClickFlix, obviously, but you could probably share it on Instagram or a lot of other different platforms today. And that was the idea of it. It was like...
still sounds like a great idea.
It's a cool idea because I wanted to get like... it was all event-based. So you want like an event to sponsor your ClickFlix. Like, so there's two ways to offer coupons. Like if you went to the Bulls game, you'd be like, hey, if you do a ClickFlix for the Bulls invite you to, you know...
Can we get some tech music behind this? Like Herbie Hancock or something?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Excuse me. I just need to pause the story.
We have any tech music? little tech.
Computer love?
Anything computerish?
Forgot. I haven't heard of computer love in a long time.
I love computer love. Here we go. Keep going. Yeah. Keep talking.
this idea inspired me. And I thought to myself, I must find money for this. Uh-huh. And I almost did. I went after an investor, a guy, I won't mention his name, but he was one of the original investors of PayPal.
Ooh.
It's called Confinity Payments. Mm-hmm. He had been a neighbor of the guy who started, not Peter Thiel, but not Elon Musk.
Peter North.
No, his name is Max Levechkin. Mr. North came into PayPal much later.
Silent investor.
Peter North, silent investor, PayPal, we all know it.
He did not get any money from the government, Peter North. I'm going to put that on the record.
Everybody, don't work with PayPal.
Trump should talk with Herbie Hancock playing behind him from now on.
Many of you don't know this, but Peter North, adult film actor, was a silent investor. What does that say for their credibility? What's next? Who wants to talk about finance?
Pence is doing the robot next one.
So you were telling
me. No, I found a guy who was one of the original investors. And I was like, how do I go about doing this? You know?
You need $100 million.
No, so I laid out the idea in a pitch deck, and I showed it to him, and he was like, that's interesting. And he liked it. And then he put me on to a developer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this developer liked it. He put it out to bid to like three other guys that he knew from PayPal. And like one of them was like, I like that idea, you know? And this was like pre-Snapchat. Like we were definitely on to something like this. It was really just about speed to market at that point. I knew that everybody was looking to try to make the next like Instagram for video. So Snapchat stories evolved, Instagram stories evolved, Facebook stories. So like all that stuff kind of evolved from an idea similar to the one that we had.
They stole it from you.
No. It's really about just
Sue Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I'm Sue Zuckerberg. I'm going to sue him.
Sue him for $85 billion.
No, so this guy put me in touch with a developer, and the kid like was like, I'll do it. How much? I'm like, how much money would this cost to do, you know? And he was like, probably about 30 grand to build it, you know? He's like, we didn't have to build a lot of the software, but we had to license a lot of small components to make the app work.
It's all about the licensing.
It's all about the little widget, you know? This component allows you to do that. It allows you to do this.
It's all about the little widget.
So I was like, it's all about the widget. Mick Jagger for Circuit City. Yeah. It's all about the widget. Circuit City on Belmont.
Circuit City in Romeoville.
Circuit City, Romeoville.
Open this 4th of July.
But he said, you know, I couldn't come up with the dough. I was like, you know, I have a developer. I knew that the developer, he was like, he was waiving his labor fees. He was like, if with labor fees, this would be probably like at
60.
Least 75, you know?
So put it on the back burner for a couple of years.
Well, if anybody wants to get an app going and you think that there's something there, call me. We'll work a deal out. I'll get a hold of Johnny Dorito. I'll have him draft the paperwork. And
he's not a lawyer, but he did go to law school.
That's right. And he's a very good friend of Frank the Butcher Hawks.
Renowned San Diego butcher.
Right.
He also represents the Romeo
Swinger, villains. Swinging father.
/ fish butcher.
Yeah.
He knows how to hack up a halibut.
/ roadie for the Romeo villains.
That's right.
If you've enjoyed the last hour.
You have.
You can find archived episodes of this show if you go to hibernianradio.org, or you can search for us on iTunes if you go to Hooli's Hooli Show there.
That's correct.
I want to thank you for the fun in the last hour. Clay, good to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Bill, a lot of fun with you as always.
Yeah.
Until next week.
Oh.
I want to give a shout out to McCann's Irish Oatmeal and a thank you to them. And a thank you to personal injury attorney Jim McGing Chicago. They are presenting this show. Until next week.
Gloria Estefan?
Yes. Enjoy.